With SRN News, I'm John Scott. National Weather Service meteorologist Tony Fracasso says more storms are possible in parts of the deluge Midwest.
The severe threat today, it's basically where the storms are now. So, in and around Chicago, they'll be coming in a little later. And then back across basically southern Iowa, so basically through Des Moines to eastern Nebraska.
And in Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz says they've had about 18 inches of rain over the last couple of weeks, and there's nowhere for the water to go.
The resources that are being deployed are strategically out there. We're making sure, first and foremost, people are safe, protecting property, and protecting public infrastructure.
Floodwaters have breached levees in western Iowa, creating dangerous conditions. At least two deaths are being blamed on the storm. President Biden has declared a major disaster for several counties in Iowa to free up federal aid. Also at SRNnews.com, a potential Trump vice presidential pick supports a controversial project backed by Joe Biden. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is one of Donald Trump's most visible and vocal backers and is considered to be a possible running mate. But he's grappling with an issue back home that makes for awkward politics. Burgum supports a huge carbon dioxide pipeline in his home state. So does Joe Biden, but Trump does not. Burgum has said the project is less about climate change and more about a business opportunity for North Dakota. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former University of Arizona graduate student Murad Dervish sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for killing Professor Thomas Meixner on campus months after he was expelled. The Dow losing 275 points, but the NASDAQ is up 206. This is SRN News. Are you a domestic extremist?
Are you religious? Did you vote for Donald Trump? Have you ever served in the military? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are liable to be a homegrown terrorist. According to the Biden administration, documents obtained by America First Legal reveal that an advisory board to the Department of Homeland Security listed religious faith and those other characteristics as indicators of extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelicals, pro-family advocates, and conservatives reacting with mixed feelings to the Supreme Court's decision to take up the issue of transgenderism, some welcoming the High Court's plan to consider a Biden administration challenge to a Tennessee law barring the use of puberty blockers to help a child live as the opposite sex. Others fear the justices will side with the administration, thereby invalidating similar bans in dozens of states. This is SRN News. Delays at car dealerships are cyber-related.
CDK Global got hit with back-to-back cyber attacks. John Crane with Hawk Automotive Group near Chicago says they're going back to basics.
We can still fix their car. We got to do some, handwritten paperwork. We can still order their parts and get them delivered. We can still sell them a car. We can take their trade-in and pay off their trade-in. All that stuff just requires a little bit more work.
And more time. Crane says switching back to paper is hard for anyone used to computers.
The people who have been around longer, the guys who have maybe a little salt in their hair like me, we remember how to do it before the computers do.
A CDK spokesperson says they have begun the restoration process. I'm Ed Donahue.
At a Nassau County legislature outside New York City, voting to bar transgender female athletes from playing on girls and women's teams at county-owned facilities. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.